Yeah, I talked to, you know, I talked to Sean a long time ago because this happened prior to the Super Bowl. And I talked to Bryce, you know, this story came out a fair amount of time after the actual incident. So I think I know what happened, and I don't like to see my players in the headlines that way. You know, when these things are finished, when the incidents are finished and the court things are finished, everyone will kind of realize what happened. And so I think I believe they've been honest with me, and they're trying to work out their situations.
Mike, when you see, you've been around Atula for so long, and after what he struggled with last year physically and then, you know, not having a job, seeing him out here, and he looks really alive and moving well and in great condition, you know, what are your thoughts on
the way? Well, I'm pulling for him. You know, he was a real pro last year and went through a real tough year because, you know, he'd been used to playing, and then last year he could not play, first of all, because he got sick. And he was seriously sick. And then when he came back, you know, our team was the makeup of the team. The special teams wouldn't allow me to get three tight ends active for the game. So I am very, very pleased with how he's looking. He's coming in good shape. I know he wants to contribute. And now that Jeremy is, I won't be able to go until training camp. You know, it gives me a real chance to feel good again and a part of this thing. So. And that's healthy. We lost Ryan Hanum, of course, but now we still have two real good tight ends that we know about, and then we have some young ones there. We'll see how they fit into the third spot.
Mike, Ken Hamlin still on the what you expect?
Yeah,
as far as his progress?
He seems to be doing just fine. You know, the ultimate test will be when he puts the helmet on and then we hit something. But from every indication, he's doing fine. Yeah, it's going well.
Mike, are you still holding out possibility of getting a veteran quarterback
and backup? Yeah, we work it all the way to, you know, crazy things have happened all the way up to when training camp starts. Now, at that point, if we don't have one at that point where he can kind of come in and learn what we do, then I don't think there's much reason to do it logically. So, but we're still looking right now.
Does Seneca get any reps if he sees him pull that?
No. I shouldn't say that. I mean, we might stick him in to do something, but real reps. No, he's got his hands full. Continuing to get better at quarterback.
What's your impression of Kelly Jennings so far?
He's doing fine. You know, he's rookies. He's playing a tough position, and then he's a rookie. So you put those two things together, it's nothing's going to be easy. Training camp will be. He came from a great school that played great teams, and he did very well, so there's no reason to think he's not going to do well at this level. But there is a learning curve there for the corners, the rookie corners that come into the league.
Mike, what is the process like where you sit down and kind of make that evaluation about if something were to happen to Matt, could we go with Seneca and you sit down and evaluate his performance before you make a decision whether we're going to go ahead?
Oh, no, that's not the question. Really, I'm comfortable with Seneca, going with Seneca if something were to happen to Matt. The question about the veteran quarterback would be, is something to happen to Matt and Seneca? You know, so, and then also, can I play Seneca at another position and run the risk of injury? That's the question. I have confidence in Seneca Wallace to do a good job at quarterback.
Anything else?
All set.
Thanks for